Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 30th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple announced a new event September 12th at Steve Jobs Theater in Cupertino, California. Media invites with the tagline, "Gather Round," were sent out Thursday. Three new flagship phones and a redesigned Apple Watch are expected to be announced, plus Mac and iPad updates, and possibly more information on Apple's wireless charging mat, AirPower. Apple also confirmed it acquired Aconia Holographics, a startup making lenses for augmented reality glasses. Aconia was founded in 2012 and originally focused on holographic data storage before focusing on AR displays. Aconia also has a portfolio of more than 200 patents related to holographic systems and materials, according to its website. Google's Titan security key is now for sale in the Google Store, with a full kit including a USB key, Bluetooth key, and various connectors available for $50 and shipping immediately. Google Cloud customers have had Titan availability since last month. Titan keys use the FIDO standard and work as a second factor auth for services like Facebook, Dropbox, GitHub, and of course, Google account logins. The key was initially designed for internal Google use, and employees have been using it internally for about 8 months. Sony unveiled the Xperia XZ3 at IFA 2018, an update to the XZ2 with a larger 6-inch 2880x1440 OLED panel and an 18:9 aspect ratio. The XZ3 has a slightly larger battery than the XZ2 at 3330 milliamps and will ship with Android 9.0 Pie. Specs include a Snapdragon 845 processor, 4 gigs of RAM, 64 gigs of storage, a fingerprint reader on the back, a 19-megapixel rear camera, a 13-megapixel front-facing camera, and a new side sense function, where tapping the side of the phone will bring up a contextual menu filled with apps to open based on what the phone predicts you are looking for. There's also a smart launch feature that detects when you're holding the phone up horizontally for a picture and automatically launches the camera app. The Xperia XZ3 goes on sale in October for $900. Uber is engineering its own scooter, sources tell Bloomberg, and Jump Bikes, which Uber acquired in April for more than $100 million, is overseeing the project. Nick Foley, Jump's head of product, declined to confirm the project's existence, but he did say that engineering was underway to prevent dismantling or vandalizing scooters in the future. For now, Uber will brand electric scooters it buys from Chinese manufacturers with Jump's logo. The company is also an investor in Lime, another scooter company, and users can book Lime scooters through the Uber app. Long-term, sources say Uber wants to make Jump the best scooter. DC Universe announced details about its upcoming video service in a live stream hosted by Kevin Smith. Launch date is September 15th, and its first original show, Titans, will premiere at New York's Comic-Con on October 3rd and hits the streaming service on October 12th. Warner Brothers announced the platform last year as a library of TV, film, and comics, and said original live-action and animated shows would be included as well. The service costs $7.99 per month or $74.99 for 15 months, which would make the first 3 months free. Subscribers who sign up before September 15th will be entered into a contest to win a tour of Warner Brothers Studios and get a physical omnibus edition of the new Teen Titans by mail. Telegram refused to hand over its users' encryption keys in Russia and has been banned in the country since April. Tuesday, the company published a new privacy policy, which it stated, quote, "If Telegram receives a court order that confirms you're a terror suspect, we may disclose your IP address and phone number to the relevant authorities." The company goes on to say, "So far, this has never happened. When it does, we will include it in a semi-annual transparency report." Telegram founder Pavel Durov said the policy had been revised to comply with Europe's new GDPR regulations and that Telegram was reserving the right to comply with court orders, although Durov maintains the privacy wording has nothing to do with Russia. Garmin launched the VivoSmart 4 wearable, which has a blood oxygen monitor, or pulse ox, that reads your oxygen saturation levels at night in order to gauge your sleep quality. It can also estimate light, deep, and REM stages of sleep, which you can then view as stats in the Garmin Connect app. The VivoSmart 4 also monitors energy levels based on stress, heart rate variability, sleep quality, and activity. It can run for 7 days between charges and cost $130. Sonos released the $599 Sonos Amp, an upgrade to its Connect Amp. The Sonos Amp connects up to 4 speakers in the Sonos platform, including existing Sonos speakers. It also has line-in for CD players, turntables, or other audio devices. Multiple amps can all talk to each other as well. Notable features include improved power output, an HDMI ARC port, and a subwoofer port. Sonos also announced plans to grant third-party apps and connected home interface greater control over its devices, including preview phase audio notifications, so connected devices can send notifications and alerts to your Sonos speakers. And finally, Twitter confirmed it recently tested a feature that suggests accounts you might want to unfollow. In a statement, a Twitter rep told Slate, "We know that people want a relevant timeline. One way to do this is by unfollowing people they don't engage with regularly. We ran an incredibly limited test to surface accounts that people were not engaging with to check to see if they'd like to unfollow them." The company says the test has concluded, but didn't say whether it would become a regular feature or not. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.